Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that this remains a greatly polarized country where people sometimes break off relationships because of political differences. Was that the problem between Kanye and Kim? Well, we'll find out. As they sometimes make business decisions based upon political priorities, consumer decisions. What kind of pillow are you going to sleep on? Should that be determined by the way you feel about President Trump and the election of 2020? There's a sense that is captured extremely well in a headline for a provocative article that appeared in Reason magazine. The headline says, "Politics is seeping into our daily life and ruining everything." And it cites some academic research that says that may just be true. J.D. Tuccilli is the former managing editor of Reason.com, and he is a current contributing editor. And congratulations on the article, and great to meet you on the phone.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. First of all, maybe explain to people as briefly as you can about this study that involves a bunch of American universities, Arizona State University and Tucson and University of Wyoming, four other U.S. universities, that determined that there's actually a psychological, measurable negative effect and even a physical negative effect caused by America's political polarization. How could that be?
You know, this is fascinating. These are researchers, as you mentioned, from six universities, and they looked at people's decisions as in terms of consumer purchases, the brands they choose. They looked at the choice of jobs, which jobs do they take, which jobs do they reject, hiring the other way around. Who would you hire as an employee? They look at their choice of whether or not to be friends with a neighbor, the relationships that they engage in, and also the decisions on public policy things. Do I wear a mask when I go to a store? Do I not wear a mask? And what they find is that we're increasingly tribal, not just in, you know, when we go into the voting booth, but in how we make decisions across our lives. Politics, our partisan affiliations have kind of oozed into every aspect of our life, and the effect of things we buy in the grocery store, they affect our decision of whether or not to be friends with the neighbors, they affect which jobs we take. And this has the potential to make us poorer. Well, actually, what they're finding is that people actually spend more money on a lower quality product because that product aligns, you know, at least the corporate executives of that company endorse their political views rather than spend less money on a better product that doesn't align with their political views. They'll reject friendships just on political reasons. They'll make decisions on, as I mentioned, mask wearing based on their partisan affiliation, not on their personal assessments of whether it's a good idea or a bad idea. And this just kind of pollutes every aspect of our life and makes us lonelier, poorer, and less healthy in the end of the day.
Let me give you an example that occurred to me reading your piece. And the piece is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. I'm speaking to J.D. Tuccilli about his piece, "Politics is Seeping into Our Daily Life and Ruining Everything." This example occurred to me because probably like you and most of the people at Reason, I was not a fan of President Obama or the Obama administration. I went back and looked recently. I wrote over 40 negative columns about Obama and his presidency and his candidacy and everything about Obama. However, his wife was identified with this idea of healthy eating for kids and getting more healthy school lunches and basically stuff that, okay, I look back on that and I think that, yeah, it was from Michelle Obama, but those were good ideas. I mean, it's a good thing to try to encourage healthy eating and regular exercise for kids when we have an obesity epidemic among our very young. Would that be a kind of an example, the way that politics can actually harm people if they are influenced against good ideas, if they're associated with the wrong candidate?
Absolutely. In the modern context, here we are, you know, a few years later, and people would actually, we're finding, choose to follow that campaign, that healthy eating campaign, if because Michelle Obama endorsed it, if they identified as Democrats, and they would oppose it in many cases simply because Michelle Obama endorsed it and they identify as Republicans. Now, you could flip that around. I mean, you might get a Republican on an anti-smoking campaign or something, and people would really, in a lot of cases, make the decision of whether or not they're going to go abide by the campaign or go against it, not based on the merits of the campaign for healthy eating or against smoking or whatever it might be, but based on the partisan affiliation and how they perceive the message, whether they think it's aligned with Democrats or Republicans.
Another example would be another First Lady's campaign. Nancy Reagan campaigned for Just Say No, which, when you're talking about crack cocaine and various mind-altering drugs, you might think is a pretty good idea. It wasn't saying just say to the cops, let me in so I can arrest you. It was just say no. And yet she got a great deal of grief for that, I think not because of the substance of the campaign, but because it was her.
Well, I think so. I think people perceive it as coming from a political figure, and in many cases they align for it or against it because it was coming from a Republican-led White House. And, of course, when we make these decisions, when we decide whether we're going to engage in healthy eating or eschew drugs or pursue any other lifestyle course, when we make these decisions based not on our assessment of the merits of the argument for that position, for that campaign, but based upon whether we align with it in terms of our partisan politics or we align against it in terms of our partisan politics. When we make decisions that way, we make ourselves less healthy at the end of the day because we're not making rational judgments. We're making very tribal partisan judgments. And that hurts us in our lives in very real ways.
Do you think that in the midst of this vaccine drive, where it seems to me a very, very good idea for as many Americans as possible to get vaccinated, this also is reflected in the fact that Republicans are much less likely to say they want to get vaccinated?
I do think so. I think that the vaccine has also become a partisan issue. What's happening now is that you've got the new Biden administration is in the White House. They're now leading the national vaccination effort. And somehow getting a COVID vaccine has come, almost everything in life is now, has come to be seen as a partisan issue. Now it seems to be a Democratic thing to go and get vaccinated, even though it's a vaccine. The science of vaccine isn't partisan. It's, the vaccination is good or bad on its own merits. I happen to think it's a good thing. I think getting vaccinated for this disease is a wise thing to do. But yes, the numbers, the polling shows that Republicans are much less likely to get vaccinated than Democrats are. They're much less willing to take the vaccine. And that's a partisan assessment. That's making a decision not on the merits of the vaccine itself, the overall judgment, but based upon a partisan tribal affiliation.
In a few moments left to us, what can we do?
That's the hard and sad part, is that we're so far down this path that there is no clear way to reconcile this. Political polarization in this country has been advancing for years to the point where people's lifestyle, their grand choices, their pastimes, the music they listen to, the bands they enjoy are divided along partisan lines. And actually a growing number of us, about 40% of the population, has very few friends on the other side of the partisan divide. There is no easy way to fix that, and it really doesn't bode well for an open and free society. I don't know that anybody has a good solution for this. What we can do is kind of watch and hope that the end result isn't too terrible, but it's not going in a good direction right now.
One thing that people can do about it is to pick up this article, which is important and could actually change your life. It's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. Politics is seeping into our daily life and ruining everything. J.D. Tuchile, we look forward to speaking to you again, and we will be right back.
800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The Michael Medved Show. When you think about the theme we were just talking about, the fine article about politics is seeping into our daily life and ruining everything, there are so few American public figures who have been able to transcend or really escape that idea of being on one side or another, being either on the right or on the left, because basically people are asked to choose sides in the society. And I may have been missing something because I don't have any unpublished PhD dissertation or anything like that about Dolly Parton. But I think she's one of the few Americans who has people who admire her a great deal, who are fervent conservatives and conservative Christians. There are people who admire her a great deal on the left who are feminists and maybe even progressives and progressive activists. And it's just a story, and it's one of those things that kind of explains why this is, why it is that this particular public figure who speaks so disarmingly and candidly about her success and the very hard work that was involved in achieving it, they wanted to honor her by putting a statue of Dolly Parton, and, you know, she is statuesque. They wanted to put a statue of Dolly Parton on the grounds of the Tennessee State Capitol. And she wrote the following response and published it. She said, "I want to thank the Tennessee legislature for their consideration of a bill to erect a statue of me on the Capitol grounds. I'm honored and humbled by their intention, but I have asked the leaders of the state legislature to remove the bill from any and all consideration. Given all that is going on in the world, I don't think putting me on a pedestal is appropriate at this time. I hope, though, that somewhere down the road, several years from now, or perhaps after I'm gone, if you still feel I deserve it, then I'm certain I will stand proud in our great state capital as a grateful Tennessean. In the meantime, I'll continue to try to do good work to make this great state proud."
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, getting by. It's all taking and no giving. Use your mind, and then
She uses her mind. Isn't that a classy thing to do? Can you imagine? And again, in the music industry, are there a lot of people who would feel sort of embarrassed or reluctant about a statue being put up in their honor? Probably not, but, you know, the one thing is, if they do end up putting up a Dolly Parton statue at one point in the future, I think it's unlikely that there are mobs of angry people who will be rushing to tear it down. And speaking about tearing down idols and statues, what about Andrew Cuomo, huh? The bipartisan attack bringing Republicans and Democrats together, Republicans in the state legislature, and there are a few in New York State, actually more than you'd think because of upstate, but they are joining with some Democrats, and the Republicans are talking about seriously about impeachment of the governor. This was a Democratic state assemblyman, Ron Kim. He today was on The View. He is on the warpath, and I know that's not meant to be an offensive reference to Native Americans or anything. He's today angry, and here's what he said about some of the threatening phone call he received last week. Listen, this is 3A.
Governor Cuomo got backlash for returning coronavirus patients to nursing homes. That was the first thing. Instead of keeping them in the hospital, he later reversed that order. But now he's in hot water again for undercounting the nursing home deaths by as much as 50%. And he's being accused of a cover-up, which he denies. Now, you publicized him for this. Then he called you. Tell us what happened after he called you, or when he called you.
Yeah, so it was last Thursday night. I was about to bathe my three kids when I received a call from the governor. He spent 10 minutes threatening my career and ordering me to issue a statement that would be used to cover for the state secretary. The day before that call, the State Secretary, Melissa DeRosa, had implicated his administration by admitting that they withheld life-saving nursing home data because they feared the information would be used against them.
Okay, fairly serious. And then he explains why he, Ron Kim, Democratic Assemblyman from New York, had to get a lawyer. Listen.
Well, you hired a lawyer in the wake of this call. Why? What exactly did you understand Cuomo to be asking you to do?
I hired a lawyer after this call, not only after this call, but after many calls, many other attempts over the weekend. And this was a weekend for my family. It was Lunar New Year weekend. I'm spending my time, and I got about 8 phone calls from the governor and his staff, and I realized that he's continuing to ask me to cover up for his secretary. And I realized that at that point, I needed to get an attorney, which I did over the weekend.
And then he finally concludes on The View today. And this is really very tough. This is clip 9. Listen.
Yeah, Cuomo is an abuser. He has abused his powers. And abusers are cowards. And he's worse than TJ Duplo. And the governor's abuse is not unique to me. And I'd like to point out that his staff even has previously called 3 of my colleagues who are young women idiots on the record in the New York Times. But because the verbal violence against women is normalized, it's barely caused a stir. So I'm going to use this time today to highlight it, though, because there are outspoken women in New York State who have taken this abuse as well and don't get the support that they rightfully deserve.
Aaron, by the way, he resigned. He was the press aide to Byron. He was to Biden. He was the deputy press secretary. And he had made a call to a reporter saying, I will destroy you if you pursue an investigation into his personal connection as a Biden press aide, his personal connection to a reporter, prominent reporter. In any event, he resigned. And which shows that when it comes to Teflon, maybe one of the assumptions that people made on the left that the press would excuse anything from the likes of Andrew Cuomo or President Biden and his new administration, that does not appear to be entirely the case. There's now some bipartisan agreement on the Cuomo matter and talk of all kinds of new Senate candidates, some of whom are going to be very controversial. Coming up.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden claims global dynamics have shifted in the past few years. Delivering a virtual speech to the annual Munich Security Conference, Biden says democratic progress is under assault in many parts of the world. He argued that democracy is essential in addressing evolving global challenges.
And I believe that every ounce of my being that democracy will and must prevail. We must demonstrate that democracy can still deliver for our people, in this changed world.
The president also planning to tour Pfizer's manufacturing plant in Michigan today. Millions of Texans are no longer in the dark, but other problems seem to be worsening. Boil water notices are in effect for millions in the Lone Star State as the water isn't safe to drink. People who've gone looking for groceries or bottled water say lines are long and the shelves are mostly bare. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Is it possible that you can actually help yourself with, about 30 seconds of your time and literally just a few pennies of expenditure? Yeah, it is. I woke up this morning. I had a really sore shoulder. I don't know why. I maybe slept on it wrong, but it was aching. Okay, so I'm having my first cup of coffee in the morning. It's still dark, of course. And I reached for a packet of Relief Factor. And I had my first packet of Relief Factor. And it comes in little plastic containers which have four pills in it. They're not medicine of any kind. It's dietary supplement. And you know what? I realized just as I was getting ready to talk to you about Relief Factor, I feel entirely better. This pain in the shoulder is gone. Now, it's not a miracle. You can read all about it and how it works scientifically if you go to our website. Relief Factor helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pain with four key ingredients, each one approaching the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. A three-week quick start, it's $19.95. It's 95 cents a day. And you get three different little packets for each day. So it's much less than a cup of coffee a day for pain relief. Click at the banner on our website for Relief Factor. Not much relief for Andrew Cuomo because he tried to speak up at a press conference today going on the offensive. But then some folks on the Republican side had an appropriate answer. First, Governor Cuomo talking about what is going to be a very serious problem. It could be that the governor of New York faces impeachment, Democrat, at the same time the Democratic governor of California, Gavin Newsom, is facing recall by the voters. But here is Andrew Cuomo this morning. Listen. Clip five.
Those false statements, falsehoods must be countered. They must be, or else people get confused. No one has a right to spread lies or misinformation that causes pain to families. I understand politics is a nasty business in this environment. I understand people lie. I get it. I get it. I live it every day. But this is different. This was causing pain to families who lost a loved one. That's what they did. And they did it because I hear it from the families. Not only did we create a void, we didn't fight back against the lies and the politics and the distortions aggressively enough. In retrospect, that is true.
Okay, this is not going to go away from him. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, he was on Fox News this afternoon, and he pointed out that there's some things in politics that are becoming bipartisan. Listen, clip eight.
I'm so thankful that we see Democrats in New York standing up against the governor, against the maybe even looking for ways to impeach him. The bottom line is a very simple one. If you think about the fact that the deaths in the nursing homes are over 40% and underreported in a state like New York only means that we don't have the right data to direct the response that could save more lives. And I believe it was New York that sent COVID patients back in to nursing homes. So we need a full vetting of what actually happened. It is in the best interest of our adults.
Okay, good for Senator Tim Scott. And by the way, he remains one of those Republicans who I think should get a serious consideration as a potential presidential nominee if he wants it. Somebody else who is in that same category, who comes from the same state as Tim Scott, is Nikki Haley, and she just wrote a piece in Wall Street Journal that is so good and is so appropriate. And it's headlined with the headline, Media Tries. Okay, I know it should be Media Try to Divide Republicans. But as she writes, the liberal media doesn't care. They only want to stoke a nonstop Republican civil war. The media playbook starts with the demand that everyone pick sides about Donald Trump. Either love or hate everything about the man. The moment anyone on the right offers the slightest criticism of the 45th president, the media goes berserk. Republicans are trying to have it both ways. It's calculated strategy to pit conservatives against one another. It's also a ridiculous false choice. Real life is never that simple. Someone can do both good and bad things. People feel strongly about Mr. Trump, but we can acknowledge reality. People on the left, if they're honest, can find Trump accomplishments they like. A coronavirus vaccine in record time, Middle East peace, more accountability from China. People on the right can find fault with Trump errors, including the on January 6th. Right or left, when people make these distinctions, they're not trying to have it both ways. They're using their brains. Just as important, they're proving people are more than their party affiliations. If we can't make judgments beyond whether someone is Republican or Democrat, then America can't face its biggest challenges, she writes. We separate into two camps that always hate each other. We become estranged from family and friends over politics. Is that really what the anti-Trump media want? Maybe. Hatred and polarization draw attention, ratings, and clicks. But what's good for them is bad for America. Some never-Trump and always-Trump Republicans also attack anyone who doesn't join the all-or-nothing chorus. That's not how I saw Mr. Trump conduct himself when I worked with him in the White House, where he engaged in internal debates, welcomed disagreements, and at times changed his mind. Okay, you see where she's going with this. And it's exactly the right place to go for somebody who wants to try to unite conservatives and unite the Republican Party. She writes, "We can't go back to the pre-Trump GOP. Those days are over, and they should be. But we lost our majorities in the House and the Senate, and we've lost the national popular vote in 7 of the past 8 presidential elections. Surely there's room for improvement as a party. We should embrace the successes of the Trump presidency and recognize the need to attract more support. Here's my take. Most of Mr. Trump's major policies were outstanding and made America stronger," she writes, "safer and more prosperous. Many of his actions since the election were wrong and will be judged harshly by history. That's not a contradiction, it's common sense." She concludes, "So is this. Mr. Trump brought millions of new voters into the Republican Party, for which he deserves great credit. But the party also lost millions of voters. These are facts. Admitting them, even when it hurts, is the only way to achieve progress. Denying them and dismissing those who disagree with you on even one thing is a surefire way to go backward. That's true for Republicans who demand people praise everything Mr. Trump did. It's just as true for liberals who demand everyone hate everything he did." Look, this basic point is so profound, and the way it could be summarized is back to the issues. Because honestly, debating personality is a dead-end street. And it's particularly a dead-end street at this time when people, I think, in the country are hungry for new leadership, new ideas. What kind of new ideas? We'll talk about it on the MedVed Show. We'll be right back. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved.
Right now is a great time to become a Medhead at michaelmedved.com. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial-free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. Go to the website, click the Medhead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40.
Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the Michael Medved show, one of the things that I think does and can and should bring Republicans together and bring conservatives together is just standing up against some of the sheer stupidity and extremism that is out there. And there's an example of that, and I was hesitating about it. And, yeah, I actually think that this deserves a golden turkey award.
Bigger than the Academy Awards.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God.
Groovier than the Grammys.
I would like to thank my wonderful agent.
And more powerful than the People's Choice.
I would like to share this with every single senator.
Now, it's time for another Golden Turkey Award nomination.
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much!
And there's a huge article in the Seattle Times today that highlights, it seems to me, just how far some of the insanity of injecting politics, and particularly the politics of race, into absolutely everything. Can we agree, just going in, that bicycle helmets are a good idea? That if you're riding a bicycle, you should probably be wearing a helmet? Why? Well, they actually, at the very end of this long article about a new drive to repeal bicycle helmet laws as racist. Bicycle helmet laws are racist? Stay tuned. The University of Washington cites research that shows that of 99 cyclists who suffered serious brain injuries in Seattle over a year, only 4% of them were wearing helmets. Oh, yeah, it's a problem. Using statistical analysis to control for age, sex, income, education, cycling experience, and the severity of the accident, researchers concluded that helmets actually reduced the risk of head injury by 85%. And the risk of brain injury by 88%. Okay, I'm not sure what the exact difference is between head and brain injury, but it's close. And in all cases, this is, you know, the vaccines are changing lives everywhere. And they reduce your chances of getting COVID-19 and suffering from it by at least now, they say, 94%. Okay, and so wearing a helmet is almost as good an idea. But the Seattle Times reports racial disparities prompt calls to repeal King County's bicycle helmet law. And they talk about a chorus of individuals and organizations are calling for the repeal of the King County law that requires bicyclists to wear helmets because of disproportionate enforcement, especially among Black, Native, and homeless riders. Okay, there's disproportionate enforcement against homeless bike riders. How does someone who's pulling you over because you're not wearing a helmet recognize whether you're homeless or not? Are you wearing a sweatshirt that says, hey, I'm homeless? And by the way, is that really a thing that people who are living in homeless encampments are transporting themselves by bike without a helmet? This is unbelievable. And they quote a guy named Edwin Lindo, who's leading this fight against helmet laws, saying folks aren't riding around without helmets because it's fun. They're doing it because helmets aren't cheap. Uh-huh. He wears a helmet when he rides, and he started the biking group North Star Cycling Club to support riders who are Black, Indigenous, people of color, and homeless. Buy them a helmet, and you won't have to penalize them. Oh, so are you going to buy everyone a helmet? Do you come in for your free helmet somewhere? Others, how about a free bike? Other cities, including Tacoma, have already repealed mandatory helmet laws. Medical experts, however, say studies show helmets help prevent head injuries, and they worry about loosening such laws. The data are very clear. Helmets prevent brain injury. All should be protected. So said Dr. Frederick Rivara, professor of pediatrics at the University of Washington School of Medicine. An analysis of 1,667 helmet citations issued over the last, 17 years? So how many citations have they gotten for helmets? It's 17 years. They have about 100 a year, two a week. That's all? For a city of 700,000? That's unbelievable. In any event, it found that Black cyclists receive helmet infractions at a much higher rate than white cyclists. Native Americans, Alaska Native cyclists were cited at more. Is Alaska Native cyclists a thing? I guess. Were cited at a rate more than two times higher than white riders. And again, they have these charts here that break up the Seattle cyclist demographics. Among Seattle cyclist demographics, white people are 75.9% of the bicyclists in Seattle. And how many bicycle helmet infractions? 72.9%. In other words, white people are slightly underrepresented in the number of citations they... Now, could it be that the number of citations actually reflect who is not wearing a helmet? That it's not like, oh, let's look for people of color or for homeless people. Is it not possible that people of color may be more likely to go bicycling without a helmet? And this is unreal. Jeannie Cole Wells, a Metropolitan King County Council, introduced a proposal that would commission a study for the disparate impacts of bicycle helmet enforcement. And again, when you look at the numbers of people who've been cited for helmet violations, it's so tiny. The whole thing is insane. Jeannie Colwell said, I encourage bicycle riding, but there should not be any socio-cultural variation in terms of enforcement, and certainly not citations that cost money. What do you do except treat people differently based upon their ethnicity if the fact is, and they have no data on this at all, that it is possible that white people are slightly underrepresented in the helmet citation issue because they are slightly more likely to wear helmets. This is an amazing thing to say. This is also an issue in Tampa now. Okay. With this going on, is it not an indication that we want to make literally a racial issue out of absolutely everything? And do we need now a new program to provide helmets to address these disparities? Well, we better get on it right away, because if you talk about extremism, John Kerry, he said we've got to get this taken care of soon because our time is limited. This is John Kerry on CBS. Listen, clip one.
How much time do we still have left to avert climate catastrophe?
Well, the scientists told us 3 years ago we had 12 years to avert the worst consequences of climate crisis. We are now 3 years gone, so we have 9 years left. There is no room for BS anymore. There's no faking it on this one.
The overall goal is to get to net zero emissions by 2050, but Anthony, that is not going to be easy.
No, the clock is ticking.
I have a plan.
Okay, the clock is ticking. Do you remember Al Gore 20 years ago said the clock was ticking and we only had 12 years? And at some point or another, do you know how they put shelf life on foods? This is a very big issue for my children, but they put shelf life on foods where you said best if you buy it by such and such a date. Do we come up to a shelf life on this idea the clock is ticking and the end of the world is at hand? Maybe. We will be back with more sanity and balance in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.